This program is sponsored by Walter Anderson Nursery.
If you have a green thumb or have always wanted one, then get ready for Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery, hosted by Ken Anderson, along with David Ross, Mark Mahady, and George Allman. Garden Talk aims to introduce new ideas, help solve problems, and keep you up to date on the latest developments in the nursery and landscaping industry. Call in now with your gardening questions. 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Now, here are your Garden Talk hosts, Ken, David, Mark, and George.
And good morning, San Diego. You are listening to Garden Talk on KCBQ and KPRZ. I am David Ross, along with Mark Mahady and George Allman. Ken is off doing funner things this weekend, this week.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Or more fun?
It's more fun, but...
Well, I was just looking at funner California, so...
Good morning, guys.
A little out of... Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we?
Doing pretty well. How's your garden? Do you guys have a gardenias?
I mean, in my house?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is it going off? Are they going off right now?
I have spectacular gardenias.
Well, you usually
I would put my gardenias up against anyone's gardenias at any time.
I have a gardenia.
Anyone in San Diego or anywhere?
Anywhere.
Because, really? Okay.
Yeah, I have a gardenia tree that is...
What kind?
August Beauty.
You know what? I'm going to...
We'll come back.
It's premature for gardenias.
Sorry.
We've got to talk about weather
You
know, the coming week. You're way out of order.
About it, that's
You're way
all.
Out of order. Oh, we have so much. It was drizzling last night when I went out to lock up the hens.
It was drizzling last evening.
But there was no drizzle this morning when I went up to release the hounds. It was not drizzling, and it was kind of dry out.
Same.
But
same.
It's cool.
It is a little cool. I was actually a little chilly yesterday, quite often throughout the day out at the nursery in Poway anyway.
It's not often in May, late May, right?
Right.
That I wear long sleeves and long pants.
Right.
You're probably wearing shorts because you're Mark, right?
No, it's funny you say that. I've turned a corner. I've been wearing long pants now because I get cold now.
Mark, you are your father. Interesting. But we're supposed to have a cool, breezy week.
When does the warmth return? I just got back, so
it's supposed to be a couple of degrees warmer in the middle of the week, but it's supposed to stay like this throughout most of the week. We will see. Where did you get back from? You weren't here last week, were you?
I wasn't here. I was in Missouri, and it was beautiful, and oddly enough, no rain at all until the day I left. It was beautiful, crystal blue skies throughout the day. It was spectacular.
Missouri was sad to see you go.
I was sad to go. It's a beautiful place. It was much better than I expected.
Yeah. Is that because you had low expectations, or was it just that?
I went to St. Louis, and I'd not been there before, but it was never on my list of things I had to see. But after, we could talk about it later, but seeing the botanical garden and just the gardens in general everywhere, it's a beautiful place.
Is that what happens when you get rain?
That's what happens when it rains, yeah. It inspired me to consider moving, not necessarily to St. Louis, but somewhere where it rains and it's green throughout the summer without having to pour hordes of water on things, large quantities of water.
I recall seeing pictures of a botanic garden, and it was really gorgeous looking. Very different than
what
things
we have,
look like. Yeah. Is it? Where was it? Go ahead.
Well, the Missouri Botanical Garden in St. Louis is the second largest botanical garden in North America. It is the longest operating. It opened in 1859.
Wow.
So it's been around for a while.
Even longer than Walter Anderson Nursery.
Not by much, but even longer. And they have an incredible plant collection, very well displayed, meticulously maintained. And that's why when you said you'd put your gardenias, I was going to say I think I might be able to beat some of yours just from what I saw there.
Okay. I may have been overstating my gardenias, but they are pretty nice. The pictures looked amazing.
Some of the plants that, we struggle to put peonies, for example, and everybody here.
They're weeds there, right?
They are literally weeds. My son had one in his backyard that he didn't even know what it was, and it was spectacular, just gorgeous. And people have them on the side of their garage or next to their trash cans. We put them in predominant, so they can be featured in our garden, and they're next to the trash cans because they just grow. variety, and the botanical gardens themselves had a large selection of them, of peonies with different colors everywhere. I don't think I even shared half the pictures, but it was
you did not share. You
gorgeous,
only shared
gorgeous,
a few.
Gorgeous. And if you're going to travel to see a botanical garden, I would encourage you to see that one.
Excellent. Did you see any dogwoods back there?
Dogwoods in bloom, yes. Yes, I did.
In the botanic garden?
In the botanical garden and out just in the streets driving.
Well,
Columbines, they had a great vegetable garden display, and their Japanese garden, I think, is one of the largest Japanese gardens outside of Asia. Incredible. Beautiful bridges, waterways.
The pictures were amazing. So the second largest botanical garden.
Yeah, and oddly enough, you know what the first is?
No, I was going to ask you that.
It's the Brooklyn Botanical Garden.
Oh, wow.
Because it's in that whole park area. So it's a large, large botanical garden, but this one is well worth a visit.
Excellent. My mom's from St. Louis.
You had mentioned.
I think, well, I have to figure
out
where
it is. This is a garden talk, but their art museum that's near there is incredibly well appointed.
The art museum,
George?
The
art museum, yeah. Just something else to consider if you get down that way. They have an arch, too, but the neat part was the garden for me.
There's an arch in St. Louis?
I'm told, no, there is. The arch, the gateway to the west.
Was it really swaying in the wind like your son thought, or no?
Everyone that's gone up and it says it sways, but when you're standing beneath it, I didn't believe it was swaying, but it sways a little bit. It's built to sway a little bit.
That's what it does. Excellent. Well, welcome back. Glad you had a good time. Glad you got to go.
It was wonderful. Thank you.
Do we have any classes coming up anytime, anywhere?
We do, in fact. Today, Saturday, May 21st, in San Diego at 9 a.m. is Summer Color with Ryan. And then in Poway at 9:30, it's Citrus Care with Mutt and Jeff, Click and Clack. What was the other?
Frick and Frack.
Frick and Frack, yeah. So David Ross and George Allman will be teaching a citrus class today.
If you need a really, really extra good reason to go see the color class at, Point Loma, it's...
yeah.
Because George and David are doing the class on citrus in Poway, so probably want to go to the other store.
And next weekend, which is Memorial Day weekend, May 28th, both stores will not be having classes.
However, both stores will be
open regular hours.
Regular hours, excellent. And do you want to go one more week? Oh. Do you have, June? You know, that's 3 weeks. That's way too far.
In June. Are you ready to talk June?
No, I'm not ready to talk June. The Plumeria show is this week. It's today, right?
I believe so. Today and tomorrow.
George, in your absence,
Mark
and I didn't pay proper attention to the classes as Ken was listing him off last week in the upcoming schedule. So Mark on Saturday asked me when the Plumeria show was down in Balboa Park. And I said, I don't know. I don't listen.
We talked about it, or Kenny talked about it.
But I don't listen to those guys. I know we talked about it. I think it's this weekend.
Yeah.
And I did a little research, and I went and found the San Diego Botanic Garden Foundation website and learned that it's this weekend and not last weekend.
Right.
So we put out incorrect information last week.
But now I have to – no. Mark and I can put out the proper information.
Got it.
Okay. We just didn't listen.
Yeah.
That was my point. No.
I actually listened to the show at the airport briefly, as you know, because I did send in a note letting you know that there's a Plumeria class coming up.
I should have just reached out
to
you.
There was a lot of clues, but I didn't figure it out. But
no, there is something else going on today at Balboa Park. Yesterday was World Bee Day. Honeybee Day. It was World Bee Day, and today there's a celebration at the Japanese Friendship Garden at 10 to 2, and if you pay to go into the garden, you get to go and take part in the festivities.
You get stung, or what do we do to celebrate Bee Day?
There's music, there's all kinds of, there's microscope observations where they'll have microscopes set up. You can see different features of bees and learn about honeybees and what they do. And if you wear a bee suit, you get $2 off your admission.
I know this is radio and I'm supposed to say something, but I'm just making a face at wearing the bee suit. Do kids get in free? Let's start with that.
I don't. Children ages 6 and younger are free.
So students, the people that are going to get $2 off are the ones that should be free already.
Well, no. Right. Why wouldn't you? No, not a bee suit like wearing. I mean, you're wearing your beekeeper's outfit.
Oh, I was picturing a little kid in a bee outfit
with
their antenna.
I'm talking about putting on your bee suit. Oh. Yeah.
Actually, okay. That's what I thought.
What? Did you you thought the...
Yeah, I thought it was the beekeepers.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah.
So Dave's the...
Well, odd man out yet again.
Yeah. Yet again.
Okay. So you were looking at me weird. Yeah, did I like, say
why,
something incorrectly?
Why would you expect people, to adults, wear to wear...
It's not Halloween. It's not Halloween. Halloween.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. I was thinking of Saturday Night Live.
Hey, all this weird stuff came up. I like my beekeeper outfit. Hold on.
I have a bee. I should have said beekeeper outfit.
Yes, you should have. You have a beekeeper outfit?
No, I don't.
Well, I do, actually.
Well, no, you do.
I do have a beekeeper outfit, and I just put the bee suit. Yeah, okay.
Brendan doesn't have a bee suit.
No, Brendan doesn't.
But if you want to see an adult in a bee suit, well, I mean, that's what it would be normal.
It would be very normal. As opposed to in your world where everything is abnormal.
Yeah. Abnormal brain. You brought me.
I know I have a sister-in-law who dresses up her pug, so I'm assuming she has a bee outfit there probably.
And I wonder if her pug can get in for free if it's wearing a bee outfit.
Perhaps so.
Probably.
Perhaps so.
I don't even know what to say, and I have 2 minutes more of things to say after that. What are we going to do?
Well, what else do you want to talk about? You want to go back to Mark's gardenia real quick?
Yes,
well,
let's go back to that's going off. Spectacular.
What? And
it's probably not an August Beauty that's going off right now. It's probably a mystery, a Vichai, yeah, a mystery, or a first love.
Mystery, and I actually do have what's the radicans too? That's
the little ground cover one. I love that one. I think it's the nicest looking. Plant.
Agreed. And that's flowering now too.
I am still a fan of our two big gardenias out front at the Poway store.
The rootstock.
Gardenia thunbergia.
Yes, yeah. It is a very nice one.
I like
nice
them.
One.
I think they're a good-looking
plant. Flowers, and thunbergia flowers more in August.
Much later.
Yeah.
Right.
Much later.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because the big one at the nursery, you can almost set your calendar to it. Like August 1st, it's
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say thank you, Mary. I'm not the only one who thought bee outfit was yeah, so now let's go back to gardenias. The gardenia that I have, my most spectacular gardenia ever, you know its history, and you were there when I decided if we're going to sell it for that, I'm buying it.
Right.
Do you remember it?
Yeah.
It was a ginormous 15-gallon Campbell's grafted gardenia.
Yes.
And it was his last one, or it was towards the end of his career.
Right.
And it was huge, and it should have been potted up and put into a bigger pot. And Mr. Anderson said, no, we're just going to sell it for blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I said, if we're going to sell it for that, David's going to buy it.
Yeah, and you've toted it around the county a little bit.
Yes, yeah. It's still in a container, right. Although it's rooted through the bottom of now a 20-gallon container right. into the ground. Yeah. And it is about 8 feet
and
tall
it was always gorgeous.
And 8 to 10 feet wide, yeah. And it blooms like crazy.
Correct.
And it has next to it... to accentuate it, a Vichai gardenia, and in front of it, it has a First Love gardenia.
Okay.
And somebody asked, and I said, it smells like a gardenia. And they all smell like gardenias until you put all three varieties next to each other, and then they all have slightly different fragrances. Yes. But I couldn't tell you which one is better, which one is worse,
correct.
Which one is right, wrong, different. But they all do have slightly different scents.
Well, after the break, we'll have to come back and talk about the care and culture of these plants.
Yeah, because they're pretty easy to grow, really. I mean, most people struggle with
agreed,
them.
Agreed. Yeah. But, you know, do you have it in shade, filtered light? How's it growing?
Well, I'd love to tell you that, but we don't have time right now.
We'll
took us
right
into the gardenias.
This.
We will talk about it in a minute. If you would like to give us a call, the phone number here is 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Garden Talk, and we will have more right after this.
Get your gardening questions answered by calling 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. There is more Garden Talk on the way. Welcome back to Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery. Got a gardening question? Call 888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. Now, here's your hosts, Ken Anderson, David Ross, Mark Mahady, and George Allman.
And we are back. You are listening to Garden Talk on AM 1170, KCBQ, and KPRZ. David Ross, along with Mark Mahady and George Allman. Ken is visiting a gorgeous little grandson.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Good for him.
Yeah. Apparently that's fun.
I can only imagine.
That's what I hear. Anyway, welcome back. right before we went into the break, we were talking about gardenias, and we were trying to one-up each other on the gardenias, were we not? Or was it just...
It was just you.
Okay.
Just you.
Sorry.
But, we talked about them, and so we sell them, you know, both stores sell them. And
right.
I just came from back east where they grow, you know, very well in slightly acidic soil in basically full sun back there. So
right.
My question is here.
But what about the cold?
They take it.
Yeah, they take it.
That cold?
Well, Missouri's not as cold as New England.
Right.
Well,
in fact, there was citrus. There was citrus growing. They had the flying
You allege.
I'll show you pictures. They had flying dragon. Actually, they did have citrus in the display gardens, but I'm sure they take those in
so,
the winter.
So they had gardenias out in...
They had some gardenias out. Now, I don't know if they take them in and out in the winter. I don't know that. And they had some in that climatron, which is an interesting name, but it's a geodesic dome. Like we have the conservatory up at our garden. It's a massive geodesic dome, which is their version of that, where they keep tropical plants all year round.
Don't we have one of those in Arizona, where we put people?
Where we put people? Oh, in the space lab kind of environment.
Yeah. Wasn't there a closed in?
Yeah, we did something like that.
Okay, but
back to gardenias.
Yes.
Our culture here, you know, hot inland valleys, they benefit from some shade, right? Some filtered light.
Mine is on the east side of the house, but it is almost level with the rain gutter, so the top half of it gets sun until it's very low in the sky, and they take it. They take it well.
My brother-in-law in El Cajon, I mean, I think he's on the east side too, but I mean, they take some pretty good...
Mundo?
Yeah, and his gardenias are gorgeous.
In full sun?
Yeah, I mean, it gets most of the day sun, yeah.
And you know,
it's funny because like in Point Loma, well, they like the heat, and most people... I think plant them in too much shade and overwater them typically. But in Point Loma, it's funny because a lot of the ones, we'll get a lot of people that'll grow them and they'll bud up and they'll do fine. And then you get the May gray or the June gloom and there's not a whole lot of heat and the buds will fall off. So yeah, I think you need to put them in more sun.
I grew up out in East County where they were in a raised bed, still are, on an east-facing exposure with roof overhead. So they only get morning sun and they... lean out and
towards
want
the sun.
The sun.
Right.
And they seem to be more susceptible to mealybug and other insects where they get less sun.
They do get a lot of mealybugs, yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. Well, they are sort of a bug magnet anyway.
Yeah. Well, I was curious because in the, you know, the California Integrated Pest Management, when they speak of gardenias, they do say that in hot inland valleys, they do better with some partial shade in the afternoon. And we do talk.
You're
going to
take IPM's word over mine?
Well, no, that's why I do take your word. That's why I was curious how you do it and how they're working for you in what environment. Because we have customers that live all over the county,
right.
And they ask what's the best growing condition to put them in.
And
well, I would put them where they received maybe half to two thirds of a day of sun, even in the East County.
Completely agree with you.
And they get the vigor that they need.
I mean, obviously they'll may need a little bit more watering, but. I think the sun's big, and people water them, but...
It's kind of funny how little water, how infrequently
yours
I water
gets.
Mine.
Well, that's the thing.
And
I think people overwater them, typically.
And also, if they're established, you know, once you get them established,
right.
You can back off on the frequency of the watering, providing when you do water, you give them a good dousing.
Yeah.
You know,
and if
and a layer of mulch.
And the roots, because of how densely they have grown, the roots are in the shade all the time. The sun doesn't pierce the canopy
right.
And get down to the ground,
plus,
so it keeps this soil
cooler. Are we talking about
cooler.
The grafted ones, too?
They are grafted,
yeah.
All three of them.
Yeah, I think that makes a difference, too.
I have a stronger root system.
Correct.
And I have the Thunbergia on the other side of the house in the shade, and it doesn't grow very much. It's under the canopy of a Tipiwana Tipu.
Right.
And it grows, but it doesn't bloom very much, and it is nothing in comparison to these guys. And
right.
It is... totally different
so,
fragrance.
So the grafted, what you mentioned the grafted variety. So that's on a Gardenia thunbergia, the
root
South
stock,
African
yeah.
Gardenia. And
which,
those,
yeah, it's kind
they
of an
tolerate,
uglier
they,
leaf.
Well, I disagree. I
well,
think it's a good looking plant.
But, yeah, I mean,
but
it's a
different, different
looking
it's
plant.
Different,
it's totally
different than
different.
A regular
you're
Gardenia,
right.
But
you're
I think
right.
It's a good looking. I like them. In fact, as I mentioned, I like the ones that we have. And the San Diego Zoo in their Africa Rock exhibit has a lot of thunbergias growing down the South African.
I think we got some of them for them.
Yeah, and they look great. And when they bloom, the flower is it's a gardenia. It's a different flower. It's not the tightly held one.
I don't know kind of who tubular, yeah. helped my father with the landscape at our house, but we had a gardenia thunbergia.
Oh, wow.
And so I grew up with one, and it was enormous, and it was along the – it was in front of the southern wall of their bedroom. And so it got hot sun all day long, and it got up over the roof. It was easily 15 feet tall. Yeah. And when it bloomed, it was incredible because it all blooms at once. It doesn't bloom as long, and the flowers don't last as
Correct.
Long as the other ones.
Correct.
But they are – It's large, and it is a really neat plant.
And they usually flower a little bit later,
yes,
I would say.
Agreed.
Like August. Like, so one of the nursery, it seems like August 1st, it's always full of blooms.
Well, see, and that's coastal versus inland.
Correct.
And so it's going to be later there as well. But before we went into the break, you guys are supposed to be keeping track of these things. Gardenia radicans, you said you had a tree, and what is that? It's radical.
Yeah, radicans. Well, radicans is that little ground cover or low-growing, small-flowered.
Small leaf, small flower.
Yeah, variety.
It's also, isn't it called a miniature gardenia?
People do
or
call
cape,
it that.
It's also called a cape jasmine. I think it's one of the common names.
I don't know about that.
I've not heard that, but I would not.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with it. But that's a great one. A lot of people bonsai that one, too.
Now
but you said you have it as a tree.
Yeah, I have it, Well, do you remember years and years ago when you were the grafting master?
Yes.
Yeah. You grafted, this obviously isn't one of those, but
I thought you were going to tell me it's one that I grafted.
Didn't you graft a couple of them?
I did.
Yeah.
I think they make a beautiful weeping tree.
They do.
And are you putting them on thumbergias, the South African?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And we had about 3 or 4 foot trunks. We did get some grafted ones from
Monrovia
a year or two ago.
Right.
That they had already done it for us, so I didn't have to. But
correct.
It makes a nice weeping tree because of its ground cover habit. It does not want to grow upright.
Correct. It kind of hangs down. It's beautiful. And again, the flowers are
smaller
but they're
still fragrant, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right. We have a boxed one that's probably 10 or 15 years old at the nursery in Poway, and I hope it's still there. It's out on the sales floor. It has a price on it, so I'm concerned somebody's going to buy it, and then I'm going to say, duh.
Yeah. And you want to.
I'm gonna be Mr. Anderson saying, put it out there for sale.
And you're going to buy it.
And then I'll buy it. Maybe that's what I should do. And put it in my gardenia collection because I do not have a gardenia radicans.
Nor do I. And maybe
you're the
one
that introduced
me
to them, as a matter of fact, I think.
Mark, this is gardenia radicans.
Yeah,
gardenia
radicans. 30 years ago or whatever.
Well, do you have, do either store, do we have enough gardenia thumbergias, South African gardenias, that we can start grafting some of these again?
Well, it's funny. I don't know what we have down there now.
It's just a thought. If it's that pretty a tree and Mark's talking about it, maybe it's something we want. And even you, sir, had commented on it.
It's a
lovely weeping habit because it doesn't want to grow up. So if
you
like that.
Day.
I retired because I was doing well and I wanted to go out
on
top.
Right?
Yes. So I went
out. You're a Hall of Fame.
You had like 97% graft success rate.
Yes.
Yeah. It was high.
And it's been downhill since, so that's why I wanted to retire from gardenia grafting. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay.
And it's probably not all that difficult, huh, Dave? Really?
It really isn't. Cleft grafting of gardenias was the first grafting I ever did and the last grafting I ever did.
Really?
Yes. Why are you looking at me puzzled?
Well, I thought with all of our fruit trees and such, you might have been
I don't know why I haven't. I think it's because it is a precise process, and I'm not into precision.
Well, neither am I, quite honestly. Well, I used to be in my last life, but as a gardener, I'm a little bit too lazy to do it. And so this time I did 11 grafts on some fruit trees, and I only had one take. 2 years ago, I did 11, and I had like 12 takes. Somehow there were more.
That's why you should have retired. You should have gone out on top.
Yeah. Right.
I bought the tool that does the cuts that make the puzzle pieces fit together, and it is still somewhere in my garage in its original packaging.
What's interesting is I've had success with using that tool, and just the old fact, I've used a pocket knife, not even a grafting knife, regular pocket knife
That's what I did.
That's what, yeah, I remember.
I didn't sterilize it.
Nothing.
I used
the
cleft graft.
The tape.
Yeah.
We used the tie tape and Elmer's glue.
And that's how I do
remember
mine.
That.
And it was easy to do. Yeah. You'd find two pieces, one
fit
on the
together,
the rootstock that's about the same size as the other branch. You cut them into
just regular basic grafting technique.
And put a slice into the middle of the rootstock and slide this thing in, tie it up with green stretchy tie tape, and I covered the whole thing with glue.
I like to claim that I did that too.
You were giving full support.
Touched your back and claimed that I did it.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Osmosis.
Yeah.
It was really neat at how relatively simple it was.
Correct.
And I didn't need special bands or special tape or special wax.
Well, and they have all that stuff.
Yes.
They do.
You didn't need it.
Yeah. Not for gardenias.
Right.
I picked off all the leaves of the scion of the cutting that we attached.
Right.
And then covered the whole thing with glue and Elmer's glue because it breaks down and the plant will grow through it. And then watching the new growth kind of push through the white glue was kind of cool.
Yeah,
it is. It's exciting. It's discouraging when you go out and the rest of the tree is the rootstock or the other branches that you have grafted start leafing out. But the one ones you put, nothing happens. Mm. You get discouraged. But it's very exciting when that one starts budding out that you grafted on.
So yeah, I'm very excited about this. Mark, thank you for helping me relive this.
Oh, yeah. No, you were good.
It was very exciting.
And we did it. So, I think we actually did it at the wrong time of year. I think we did it in the wintertime when it was sort of slow.
I'm a whenever kind of guy.
No, I scheduled the classes in Poway. I think I'm going to be scheduling a grafting gardenia class in September.
I don't think that's a great idea because they just got the graft. That's the extent of my grafting knowledge. And, you know, we got so into what we were talking about here, I forgot to look over and see that people have called in this morning, and we're going to have to apologize to them.
Please do.
If you would like to give us a call, the number here is 888-344-1170. You're listening to Garden Talk here on AM 1170, KCBQ, and KPRZ. We will take these calls when we come back.
Get your gardening questions answered by calling 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. There is more Garden Talk on the way. Welcome back to Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery. Got a gardening question? Call 888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. Now, here's your hosts, Ken Anderson, David Ross, Mark Mahady, and George Allman.
Welcome back to Garden Talk here on AM 1170, KCBQ, and KPRZ. I am David Ross, along with Mark Mahady and George Allman. And being the professional that I am, I neglected to look at the screen over here to see what was going on. Brendan, what was that laugh I heard during the break?
Oh, nothing. Don't worry about it.
Okay. We need to going all the way out to Chicago. I knew KCBQ had good reach, but I had no idea it would go all the way to Chicago.
Even be in Chicago.
Oh, Nick, good morning. Thanks for waiting. And sorry about that.
Good morning. Oh, that's okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. Long time listener, first time caller.
I love it.
Is it true that you're not in Chicago? That's what I want to know.
Well, not currently, but I live there.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
My question though is I have fire sticks in my house, and Chicago, I realize, is not an ideal setting for that. Is there a good way to keep them vibrant and also get the red color that you get if you were in San Diego or some place a bit warmer for the soil or something to put in as nutrients?
I would think it would be intensity of light.
It would be light more than food, correct.
So if you cannot put it outside seasonally and get enough light for it, then I would think, they have very intense grow lights now that are generally not used for growing succulents indoors, but they have very intense grow lights that I think they use for other things that would probably give your fire stick the amount of light it would need to color up nicely.
And so it's more light versus nutrient.
I think
right.
so,
okay.
yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So
my question is, just having fire sticks in the house is an interesting concept to me because the latex that comes out of them is a blistering agent.
can be problematic for some people, especially for the eyeballs. Are you aware of that?
I have been told that, but luckily I have no children or a pet, so I wasn't concerned about that.
Okay.
That is the concern here. We've come across people that have had visits to the emergency room for flushing of the eyes, for getting the sap in there. I don't believe I know anybody that's had permanent damage, but it's a heck of an inconvenience,
yes.
So be very careful with them.
I appreciate that, and hopefully no one will fall into them, I guess, would be the only concern, but that is good advice.
All right, good luck with them. Get them as much light as you possibly can, and let us know if they color up nicely for you.
Thank you so much. I sure will.
All right, Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Sorry it took so long, but thanks for the call.
No worries.
Okay. If you're careful, if you're aware, that's the right word. Just being aware is all it really.
You know, if you're going to cut them, wear gloves, eye protection. If you're going to cut them, to make sure that sap doesn't somehow.
And don't cut them in the middle of the hottest day of the year because it can aerosolize and become problematic anyway. Let's head up to Vista and say good morning to Fran. Good morning, Fran.
Good morning, guys. I have two questions. The first one deals with a flat leaf parsley. I brought it home. I have some seedlings, but that will take me a long time before I utilize them, so I bought a plant. It was gorgeous. The next morning, I noticed it needed some water, so I put it in a tub filled with water, and with the intent of when I got back home, I would take it out. Well, when I came back home, I passed by, and I said, what kind of a plant is that? And I looked at it, I couldn't believe, because it was the flat-leaf parsley, but not one leaf was on the plant anymore. So can you give me some suggestions on what might be eating my parsley?
Well, the leaves were on the ground, or they were gone?
No, they were gone.
Oh,
they've got fresh breath, because the leaves are all eaten.
Hey, parsley breath, what you doing? Probably the caterpillar will do it.
I would say a caterpillar, maybe a cutworm, if it was in the soil and it got wet and the cutworm came up out of the soil.
It could be. Rabbits would do it very nicely.
Rabbits would do it, huh?
Yes.
I think that's I have a resident rabbit that I talk to every morning, and he's getting used to me.
Well, you need to stop talking to it or be mean to it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Get a broom.
I couldn't believe it.
Get a broom and go after people.
It was like I was in a different dimension, so... my next question is for George. A while back, when I was able to take the classes and so forth, you called my name and said it'll be for February 25th. And that was for the bonsai class, where we would actually take a plant and pot it up and make it into a bonsai, whatever. Is that still on?
Well, it won't be February.
No, not that. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean February. It's June 25th.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct. On June 25th, we're having a bonsai workshop with Richard Wright. And that one's an RSVP, call the Poway store, and a $25 fee, because you will be walking away with a plant and soil.
Okay. That's what I wanted, because I missed several of the other ones. So I'll just call the store. And then the one on the camellia grafting thing, I'm in for it on September.
Oh, perfect. David's ready for that.
I have not.
He has not accepted my invitation yet.
I haven't checked my calendar yet to make sure that time is available, but I'll look into it.
Okay, well, what do we have to do to persuade you to do the class?
Let me think about it.
Okay. I'll keep calling in until you agree.
Our classes are booked. The Poway classes are booked through August right now, so we'll have to start working for the September-October time frame.
Okay. Okay, thank you guys, as usual. Love listening to the show in the morning, Saturday mornings.
Thanks for the call, Fran.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. If you'd like to give us a call, the number here is 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. I don't mind doing a class. I just don't like doing a class on something where I have very limited knowledge.
Right.
This is not my... I was an expert on gardenias because I tried it and it succeeded and I quit.
Well, we did do a class on just fruit tree grafting, general grafting, not too long ago.
By somebody who was an expert.
Tyler came in.
Right. Somebody who does.
And a couple years ago, we had Ample do one on
plumerias.
gardenias and plumerias.
Oh, yes.
Ample's the one that taught me how to graft gardenias.
So we had that.
And as a matter of fact, I was with your son yesterday cleaning up in the back, and we found a grafted gardenia from that class that had taken and it had not been cared for, but it was still alive. See, he doesn't do it the way I like to do it. He knows imperfect. He's imperfect in his graft, and he only matches up one side. I want to match up both sides, so from the get-go, it looks better. But I don't know. Fran can call, and we'll talk to Fran, and we love Fran, but I don't know if I'm going to do a grafting class. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say earlier we were talking about the botanical gardens, and I just remembered that I went to a mutual friend of ours' house who commented on the Bee Suit Mary, and her backyard is lovely, and it is almost a botanical garden unto itself.
It almost is.
It's very lovely. Anyway, and no admission fees.
And no grafted gardenias, I don't think.
It just struck me. We were talking about the gardens, and hers is very pretty.
It is. That's funny. I'm guessing there's going to be a gardenia in that garden in the future.
Eventually, I can't imagine
it not now having one, but we'll see. Again, if you'd like to give us a call, 888-344-1170. Something very exciting that we alluded to last week and the week before has come to fruition.
Oh.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Oh, no pun intended. We got in the order. We received the order at both stores. It has not been put out in Poway, but they're there, of citrus, fruit, some avocados, and persimmons. Why are you looking puzzled?
Well, because you said citrus, fruit.
Other fruit.
You didn't use the word other. So I was wondering what, and then.
Oh, because I make fun of your bee suit comment? Now you're going to
mock me the rest of this day. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I now own a Gwen avocado. I'm not going to go into the details yet. But anyway, we got in Gwen avocados. We got in some great citrus.
How many Gwens do we get approximately?
I think we got about 25 per store.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, they are
48 total, so
they
about.
Are precocious.
Right.
These little seedlings have, not seedlings, these young trees that are probably 2.5 feet tall have fruit on them. I don't think they're going to hold them to fruition,
right.
And if they wanted to, we shouldn't let them.
Correct.
But they are producing at a young age.
Yeah. A lot of good-looking trees came in. And now that I have this new list, I may have to have a couple more citrus trees that I didn't know I needed until I got the list.
Well, that's the thing. When I ordered the last batch of specialty citrus, I didn't order any of the regular stuff because I assumed we'd be able to get that from our regular suppliers. But we have not. Thus far this year, been able to get more than a couple of any of the normal things. But we were able to get in. We have regular Valencia oranges. We have midnight Valencia oranges. We have the apparent Washington navel. We have
Sanguinelli bloods.
Sanguinelli.
We have Caracaras, tangos, gold nuggets, just a host of citrus that I'm looking forward to getting a couple.
Yes. And the tango, one of the things that has changed the way I look at fruit trees is how long does it sit on the tree and how long is it ripe and how long can I harvest? And tango has an extremely long harvest season and it has fruit on it. It doesn't all set at once. And so it ripens kind of sequentially and has fruit on it for probably 6 months out of the year.
Wow.
And then we've got to talk about Shiranui.
Shiranui.
I have a Shiranui.
Doesn't it have another name?
Well, no, it does not have another name.
Oh, that's true.
But you would notice, if you say we have a Shiranui mandarin, an ugly fruit, you would not know what that is. But if you went to the store and found a ginormous Satsuma-type mandarin that you paid $5, $6, or $7 per fruit for, if you were looking for the name of the tree from which it came, you would see Shiranui.
Interesting.
And that is the one that I'm highlighting on the list that I may be purchasing
I have
today
one.
As I leave.
I got one. You're going to have to settle for second best.
That's all right. No points for second best.
There were there's a very nice batch, and each store got 50 of those. And that is something I was sure, if you'd asked me a year ago, I would have promised you we would never have gotten them in.
Right.
Never. And here we have them now. And what else caught your eye on there?
Not that I want, because I have, but something that struck me was the Fuyu persimmons and Hachia persimmons, because we have a lot of customers coming in regularly looking for persimmons.
Right.
and we did get a good crop of persimmons.
And I think there was 30 or 40 of those per store, of the fuyus. And we did get some hachias as well, correct?
Right. Yeah, total of 30 between the stores. Yeah.
And they are rooted out. They're in three-gallon buckets. And this is very nice citrus, very nice fruit trees. The citrus are about 3 foot tall, and they've been snipped at the top. And they are just beginning to sprout out. So they just look like long sticks. But as soon as they get planted, they're going to start branching out. And they're going to be very nice trees later this year, and they should start fruiting next year.
And they're a little pricey, right? I mean, not that, but stuff that people aren't going to find for the most part.
I think $60 or $70.
Right.
But, and I mean, these would be equivalent within a year. I would say next year these would be pretty close to a 15-gallon tree. So they're more than five in what they are. In quality. So they're actually not. They're more than a 5 gallon.
Right.
But they are more than a 5 gallon. So it fits.
No, I totally understand what you're saying, but
are we gonna get you to get one? I like to call the Shiranui you said it was called ugly fruit or something.
Correct,
like that. I like to call it the Sharpay. I think it's kind of the Sharpay of citrus, because it's kind of got a wrinkly folded head.
Right.
For the citrus class, I brought in, I this morning I crawled on my knees under my pongkan tree.
Uh-oh.
And brought in some pongkan because it is one of the two parents of Shiranui.
Right.
And we used to be able to get it, and it is delicious, and the flavors are much different than any of the other citrus. But it had seeds, and Shiranui is seedless.
Interesting.
Oh, my goodness. Look at the time. Remember that, professional? If you would like to give us a call, the number here is 888-344-1170. You're listening to Garden Talk on KCBQ and KPRZ. We're going to take our last break and be back right after this.
Get your gardening questions answered by calling 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. There is more Garden Talk on the way. Welcome back to Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery. Got a gardening question? Call 888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. Now, here's your hosts, Ken Anderson, David Ross, Mark Mahady, and George Allman.
You are listening to Garden Talk here on AM 1170, KCBQ, KPRZ. I am David Ross, along with Mark Mahady and George Allman. And before we went into the break, we were talking about very exciting new citrus and old citrus. And if you would just slowly go down that list and just list them off again of what both stores now have.
I'll go through some of them. There's a lot here.
Okay.
So we mentioned the Valencia, the Midnight, as well as the Frost.
You know, I'm going to get me a Frost Valencia, because Midnight's been the only one we've been able to get for a long time. But supposedly, Frost, in spite of its seeds, is more productive. So that's what strainers are for.
Right.
What? Go ahead.
Well,
what?
You don't even need a strainer. I mean, unless you're making juice, you just eat the orange.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, got it.
Well, that's what
And so Washington Navel, one called Parent. And I assume that is the, dad, one of the original Washington.
I'm guessing that's the one that comes from the Washington Navel in Riverside, California.
Right.
I'm just going to go with that guess.
Until someone calls and contradicts.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
And we're getting late in the show, so they're going to have a tough time doing that.
Yeah, just next
today.
Blood oranges, Sanguinelli.
We don't normally, we don't always have that available.
Yeah,
we normally have Moro and Tarraco, right? Those are the two more popular varieties.
And Moro colors up better than any of the other ones, but I'm not excited about the flavor, so Sanguinelli will be nice.
I have them, and I love blood oranges. Caracara.
Caracara Pink Navel, everyone's favorite. If you don't think Caracara Pink Navel is your favorite, then we have issues.
Well,
or a fresh one from your own garden.
You have not had one if you don't. Yeah, it's a delicious, delicious navel. Tangos, which you already mentioned, and the ugly fruit. Shiranui. Gold Nuggets. Also a
great
good mandarin.
Great mandarin.
Lisbon, lemons. We have I put in a Genoa from our last cycle.
I did too, because I want to experience your heritage.
I put
of
it
your
in,
people.
My, that's right. That's
so
why
I got
put
the
it in.
Genoa lemon as well.
Exactly. Well done, sir. Star Ruby, grapefruits, clementine, mandarins, Gwen avocado.
You know, clementine is a wonderful mandarin.
It's the Algerian.
It's Algerian. It's one of the clementines. The flavors are fantastic, but it generally has seeds.
It generally has seeds, but it's a good orange, and it at least in PQ where I was growing it, it ripened up usually in mid to late December, and from then on it would be available.
So the clementines, the tango, and a few others are very richly flavored tangerines or mandarins. The gold nugget and the satsuma and the kishu, they're milder. They're very good, and I would consider them very, very sweet because people want to know what's the sweetest
right.
one. But part of that sweetness is that it's more mild. There's not as much flavor in them as these other ones have.
You just made it. You made it sound kind of bland, and I'm not as excited.
It's not bland.
I'm not if as you're excited get, about it.
Right.
Which one?
The one that you just said was bland.
Satsuma.
Yeah.
But that's everybody's favorite, so don't...
You know, I think it's everyone's favorite because it's so darn easy to peel.
Easy to peel,
It just falls apart in your hand.
I think
that's why it's a favorite.
It's very appealing.
Well done. Pomegranates. We have a couple of pomegranates. Pink Satin, Tom's Red, Purple Heart Pomegranate. I'm not familiar with that at all.
I'm not either.
I might have to look into that one. I do like pomegranates, and I like the variety in pomegranates.
And you can get it for all of your friends who have earned
But there we go.
Purple Hearts.
Great idea.
I'm a thinker.
Sweet pomegranate. And then the Lee Nova Mandarin.
That is supposed to be super popular. I got one in the little test tube size that we had the other day, or from the other order. We've had people asking about Lee by Nova. It's a cross that is supposed to be really good.
Yeah, Celeste Fig, which you like a lot.
I do. It's a natural semi-dwarf to dwarf tree, and... I like to call them sugar dots when they're properly.
That is correct. When they're properly
ripe. Appropriately ripe.
Right.
Yes.
We have assorted mulberries, and I'm not sure what.
No,
what
it's a Pakistan mulberry.
It's a Pakistan.
It is Pakistan. Only a few per store, and I wouldn't mention those because they're probably already spoken for on the want list.
I take
that back.
Disregard previous. Believe my last.
Thank you.
And then the Hachia and the Fuyu persimmons.
Yes, a lot of those are spoken for, but we got quite a few, so I think there's still some
left. So that's a pretty good list of new fruit trees that I wasn't expecting, so I'm very excited about
these. Me neither, and some of those we were telling people probably not until December, January, maybe November, and now we have some now. The persimmons are particularly nice. Oh, and the Gwen avocado, is that on there?
Well, we did. You mentioned it three, four, seven times. Yeah.
So we
know that's there.
Okay. I'm very excited about this. I'm going to plant my Sharanui this weekend so it doesn't sit like the rest.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to put Gwen in the ground this weekend
well. Uh-huh. We'll be asking next Saturday.
Yeah.
Are you a doubting Mustafa?
I doubt sometimes. And in this case, you know what? Since you said it on the air, I suspect you're going to go home and do it.
So. Well, now just so that I can prove you wrong. Of course I'm going to.
I'm going to make something happen where he can't.
I still have last year's avocados that are in pots and still alive that I have not planted, but these are going in right now.
Of all the citrus we purchased together a couple weeks ago when they all came in, all those unique varieties, I put all of them in the ground except the little test tube varieties. I put those in 5 gallons to get them going.
I put mine into gallons.
And they look great.
Marvelous.
They
put out a ton of growth. And that's what these trees that we have right now are going
to explode.
So
right.
San Diego really store, 9 o'clock, San Diego store has Summer Color with Ryan. And in Poway, if you're bored, 9:30, David and I will be teaching a citrus class.
Yeah, only if you're bored and have nothing better to do. You have been listening to Garden Talk here on AM 1170, KCBQ, and KPRZ. I am David Ross, along with Mark Mahady and George Allman. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll be back next week with another hour.
Thanks for joining us on Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery, your source for gardening, landscaping, and horticulture news. Still have a question for the Garden Talk crew? or want to learn more about the show, how to become a guest or sponsor, send an email to askanexpert@walteranderson.com. That's askanexpert@walteranderson.com or visit walteranderson.com. There's more professional gardening advice next week at this same time on Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery.
This program is sponsored by Walter Anderson Nursery.